Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Our Independence Day. That's courtesy of Johnny Davis. I'm
Jack. What are you eating there?
trying to cram some food in, man.
What you got? What's the kind of sandwich you got there?
It's a buffalo cauliflower wrap.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah. Oh, man, I miss going to that one spot where we get that vegan shit. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm hungry, so I heard the food, and I was like, oh, man, let's heal.
Yeah, and probably should acknowledge it, because people don't like when it sounds like someone's got their mouth full of food.
or your manners, Jack.
Start a podcast.
Do you have enough for the rest of the pod?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Got a little spice going, you know. Anyways, I am Jack. You are... Miles.
Yep.
And this is what's trending.
Mm-hmm.
It is Bobby Bonilla Day. This is the day once a year, July 1st, when the Mets pay Bobby Bonilla, the player who played for them in the 80s, $1.19 million. And they will be doing that every day until he's 72 years old.
This is because he has like deferred salary agreement, right?
Yeah. Mets are bad at whatever baseball organizations are supposed to do. But I guess this is the day of the year that like all deferred salaries are paid out to Major League Baseball players.
That's got
to
be so great. You're like, I'm getting my $1.2 million on I stopped playing fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And this day is like fucking Christmas. But yeah, that's God. I got in the wrong business. I should have been a baseball player or Stephon Marbury.
I should have just thought to try it.
I just love when people get like that kind of passive money, like athletes, or just like, or you're deemed to be bad for the team, so they just, you don't play, but you are still paid fully.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, love it, love it.
Yeah, Bonilla last played in 2001, and has become the face of the July 1st payday. But shout out to the New York Mets. That is a truly, we talk on tomorrow's episode about how Some lesser podcast hosts have claimed that the Clippers are the blue collar version of or the blue collar LA basketball team.
Yeah,
which is a joke. But also that is kind of true of the Mets. I feel like the Mets are more popular with the outer boroughs, and then Yankees.
Yeah, it's just weird when I just see when people
everyone's
just,
a Yankees fan.
This is the same thing when they tried to, you know, like the Clippers try and make it seem like, you know, like this is the grimy team. Right. It's only the only reason you have that comparison is because they haven't won shit. That's the only difference. There's nothing. Again, I don't know a single Angelino, someone who's born of here, who is a Clipper fan. But that's again. I think it's a real weird step when you describe the Clippers as being like the working class. It's like look at the people who rock Lakers gear,
mm-hmm.
not just the people who rock them on the court side, like out and about in this town.
Yeah,
I get real sensitive about that.
Yeah, Meghan McCain is leaving The View. That's something that is trending. This is my personal Mandela effect moment. I'm pretty sure I've read this story like a dozen times already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hasn't she left The View
constantly? She's always leaving The View about to leave The View. I mean, like, all right, fine. You know, good riddance. Because I think she took a break. That was the other thing. She took a break and then came back. And it's just like, you know, great. Hopefully you'll find another place where you can talk about your dad and why that makes all of your political takes infallible.
Yeah. Oh, she's for sure gonna like go somewhere and talk about how she was canceled. You know, have a show that's basically a memoir of her adventures in
lib media, in lib mass media.
Exactly.
The things they would say to me, like, you can't say that, Megan. It's problematic or racist. I mean, come on, really? My dad's John McCain.
There's some movies coming out this weekend that I'm excited about. This is the kind of the most excited I've been on a Friday for a series of movies. There's the Summer of Soul, directed by Questlove. I think we even did an ad for it, but
yeah.
It actually does look pretty.
Hey, there's
good.
That it's organic mention.
95% on a Metacritic, or a 95 rating, and just the footage looks incredible. Black Widow is at 70 on Metacritic, and like people are saying that's pretty good, even though it's a prequel about we won't spoil it, but yeah, so shout out to the
Marvel. Wait, there's a spoiler?
Well,
that it's a prequel?
No, I think people know it's a prequel, but I was going to say that would have been a spoiler.
Yeah, please, for all the ScarJo fans out there, please.
Mm. And this movie, No Sudden Move, which I saw a billboard for, and like billboard advertising still working on me, baby.
Yeah.
Old ass man, but it's got a Benicio del Toro. It is a like crime movie set in the 50s or 60s, I think, in Detroit. And it is directed by Steven Soderbergh, who directed one of my favorite crime movies set in Detroit. One of my favorite movies of all time, Out of Sight.
Out of Sight.
Clooney
or
and,
Exit Wounds.
J-Lo. Yeah. Wait,
did
why?
Did he do Exit Wounds?
No. What? Steven Soderbergh?
Did he have something to do with Exit Wounds? I feel like he should have. But they said, a lot of people said this is his best like crime shit since Oceans.
Since Out of Sight? Oh, since Oceans. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, Brendan Fraser's in it, you know? Looking,
Brendan Fraser reclamation project is about to begin. It's been
and Kieran Culkin, I think, is in it too.
Oh, damn. But yeah, this dude just makes. Did you see Logan Lucky? That was like Ocean's 11 set in like the world of NASCAR. That was fun. It wasn't like great, but
that's
it was
the one
fun.
With James Bond in it, Daniel
James
Craig.
Bond? Yeah, yeah, he's not the star of it. It's Adam
Driver,
and Channing Tatum, but Daniel Craig has a real interesting turn that is not what you'd expect.
Is it worth watching? Daniel
Craig. Yeah, for sure.
All right, I'll check it out.
I'm a big Soderbergh head.
Soderbergh. Hey, get a couple Soderberghs.
Soderberghs. It's like, Out of Sight's probably my second favorite thing he's done besides these past Oscars.
Besides Exit Wounds?
These Oscars. Why did you think he directed Exit Wounds? Isn't that a Steven Seagal
movie? It's a terrible movie. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it was in my mind.
Exit Wounds. Hell yeah. Were you confusing Steven Seagal with Steven Soderbergh?
No, not at all. In my mind, I'm like, maybe? You know, sometimes you just throw a Hail Mary reference. Yeah. Like some circuits got fried in my brain around that time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to be watching at least one of those movies this weekend. No Sudden Move is on HBO Max. I'm kind of itching to go back to a theater, man. Even though we're now being told that... the Delta variant is out here in LA, and keep your mask on. I mean, I was going to keep my mask on anyways, so.
I mean, I ain't doing that.
You're not going to the movie?
I mean, I'll go to, like, I'll do the thing where you get, like, your own crew in there.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to go mask-free in a movie theater. Like,
right,
I'm not.
Right.
Like, all of that. But I think first I'm going to do the, you know, get the homies together where, like, you can even play old movies at an AMC.
Yeah.
And then have my debut.
They, you can just, like, bring a DVD.
That's what you can?
Like, yeah, I was looking at an AMC thing and they're like, you can watch any of the movies we're currently playing for a private screening, or just bring a DVD.
And oh my god.
The DVD
god.
Is less expensive. I'm sure it's like not as good a quality. Maybe.
I'll bring a fucking home movie DVD of like all the old fucking shit I made on iMovie as a teenager. Yeah. Do that film festival.
Yeah. Your one man recreation of Exit Wounds.
One man recreation of Exit roles. Wounds. Oh, 100%. I play DMX, and even if you remember, Drag On is in that movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
The one of the lesser remembered Rough Riders.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back to talk about a video game that I think it's the most excited I've seen you about a video game.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back. There's some new stuff like happening across social media with the NCAA now letting players profit off of their likeness. JJ Redick was like, yo, I would have like secured the bag if they were allowing me to make money back at Duke. And he said, I would have spent it all on a Natty Light and Lacoste polo shirt.
My God. At least he's honest.
Hate that guy because my dad likes him better than me. Yeah.
And I remember Her Majesty had met him. She's like, he kind of reminds me of Jack. And I was like, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't ever say that. He will break.
He's at a, yeah, he's still out here getting.
And you got tattoos just like him too now. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, yes, they look identical to his, but that's just a coincidence. And I did not go parallel with thought. Like a picture of him.
Great minds, right, thought, Dad? Bro. Great minds, right? Is that why Reggie Bush was trending on Twitter?
Probably, yeah.
Because didn't he get busted?
Who like missed out on? Yeah, and like think about the Fab Five had their like entire run evacuated, both of their like finals appearances evacuated because of like some gift that like Chris Webber received. It's such complete bullshit, man.
Yeah,
and like they were so punitive, and now all of a sudden they're like, yeah, no, we're cool with it. Whatever you guys want to do. one of the cooler things I saw was that Texas released a video that was like all about the earning power of the athletes who have like played at Texas, and being like, we'll help you manage your money, which is just a whole new angle that I have not seen for college sports. But like, you know, it had Kevin Durant and like his Texas flavored Jordans and shit like that.
Wow. Yeah. The new allure, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So shout out to the NCAA, my favorites. All right, let's talk about Ghost of Tsushima.
Yes, talk about it. Talk that talk, my man.
This is a PlayStation exclusive, man. This isn't on Switch. I don't know shit about this game, bro.
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know if it ain't on Switch? Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima is like, you know, the game of the year 2020. It gave me and many of my friends fantastic memories, as I believe many listeners as well, because I've played on PlayStation with some of you playing Ghost of Tsushima. But there's a new announcement that there's going to be a director's cut, which means there's going to be, you know, some new content, some new looks for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. There's going to be a new expansion and many enhancements for that, for anybody who's on that next gen, who's fortunate enough to be on PS5, like myself. But yeah, I love this game. It's like, I only, you know, you can choose the language that it's in. There's like a Kurosawa mode for Akira Kurosawa's like directing style, where it's like in black and white. So if you really like, you know, samurai shit, this is a fucking, if you haven't played this game and you're a gamer, what are you doing? Get it now. Get it soon. Get it yesterday. But yeah, I'm just really excited to see these kinds of announcements, because, you know, we're living in a 4K world now with gaming, and we're starting to see like just how crisp and clear and, you know, next level things can be. And I get it, people on PC have been like living that life for a minute, but just thank you. For the old heads like me.
Wait, what do you mean people on PC have been living what life?
Because the computing power on a PC is much more, it's much more advanced than what they can package into like a PlayStation or an Xbox. So because of that, like the video processing and things like that is at another level. But yeah, this game, very excited. And I hope it comes sooner rather than later.
You were saying the gameplay, like,
it's so good.
Yeah.
I was screaming. Her Majesty's like, what are you doing? Because there's like, you'll get into, they have like full on like samurai style sword duels where you pull up to somebody with your, you know, katana or whatever, just still sheathed, you know, and it's about who's making the first move. You know what I mean? And like, it's kind of like, it's like a, you know, an old school, what do you call them shits in the Wild West day when showdown. They were using coward weapons, guns?
Showdown?
Yeah, like a little showdown, like just quick draw type shit, where this is like with your sword, and it takes real timing. Like if you go too early, like you'll get counterattacked and fuck your shit up. So I would stand up every time I got in one of these altercations, and I would be like, yeah, I would audibly exhale to make sure like my timing was right, because this game... It's not just a button masher. Like, you have to respect it, and that's what makes it challenging.
Yeah, this looks dope. I do like, me being the Switch master aside, I do get excited about just hearing people describe games, because
right.
I'm weird. And this is one of the ones that really seems fucking cool and next level to me.
Oh, then the landscapes, Jack, there.
Yeah,
they'll
man.
They'll take you away.
I'm looking
at
the trailer. The trailer, like, it looks like the shit that used to get me excited, that where they would just use cutscenes to sell a game.
Yeah.
But, like, that's actually the gameplay.
And for people like us who lived in a world where cutscenes were, like, bait and switch things, for us to be like, this is the most rigid, angular, polygonal right. shit I've ever played. Like, to put it in that language, you're playing the cutscenes territory now with how it looks. And also, like... I think of how I used to like trick my grandparents into thinking video game, like the shit that was on the TV when I was playing was real, like sports or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish they were still alive, because I would fuck with them all over again.
Wait, what?
My grandmother used to
a real game.
Yo, my mom's mom, rest her soul. You know, she was old. You know, right. So she was like around in her 90s and shit. Like when I was really pulling this shit, playing like PlayStation 2. And I'll be playing like Winning 11 Soccer in Japan. And she'd be like, oh, who's playing? I'm like, Japan, grandma versus Brazil. And we're winning. Okay. So just have a seat. And then my uncle would be like, man, stop fucking telling her this shit's real. I also told her Jurassic Park was real when the movie came out.
Yeah. Wait, why? Well, what's wrong with that?
Because she didn't know it was a movie.
Jurassic Park isn't real?
Jack, I'm being serious. I told her that shit was a documentary. And she was like, oh my God. And my mom was like, stop saying this to her. She's amazing. Trustworthy, and she's not up on like media culture, so she doesn't know about CG and shit.
You're a cruel person, man.
I was just a little fucker, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, always, I was a very devoted grandchild, very devoted. Nice.
And also, before we go, super producer Anna Hosnier is doing big things at iHeart. She's created the Next Up Initiative, which is a super dope program that is basically creating opportunities for, you know, the types of people there aren't enough of in the podcast industry. And there's an application where you could go apply for it. Going to go live from July 5th to the 9th. And we will include the link in the show notes where you can go apply if that sounds interesting to you.
Yeah. And if you're in, you know, LA, New York, Atlanta, that's where most of these, this will be operating out of. But still, this is an opportunity for people who aren't represented enough and, you know, don't have the same infrastructure access and things like that to get a show going, to learn about that and to have those opportunities. So, yeah, big shouts to Anna for getting this up. And also Joelle, who's also helping out with this as well. But yes, check. We'll have those links out so you can get your applications in for the Next Up initiative program.
Anna and Joelle have been working on this tirelessly for like a year, I think. More than a year behind the scenes while doing their incredibly difficult
2019 job. Probably as early as that with Anna for sure.
Yeah. So shout out to them and please participate if that sounds interesting to you. All right, guys, that is going to do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the fucking vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Ilya Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.